But Will They? UK Government Could Ban Transgender Males from Women's Spaces. By Peter Cattle on April 6, 2023. The UK government could change the country's laws to ban transgender males from women's spaces. Britain's Equality and Human Rights Commission, EHRC, has confirmed. Britain's Conservative Party government could change equality laws in England in order to ban males who identify as transgender from women's spaces after the EHRC confirmed such a change was possible. Under current legislation, transgender individuals who obtain a gender recognition certificate, GRC, are legally recognized as the opposite sex, making it very difficult, legally speaking, for some women's only facilities to refuse access to biological males who have the document. Such a system was established under the watchful eye of the ostensibly Conservative Party, though current Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has now said he wants to undo the party's work in this regard. According to a new statement from the country's EHRC, such a rework of the country's legal system is possible, with the organization's head, Kishwar Faulkner, recommending the government redefine the word sex in the British legal system to mean exclusively biological sex. This method would reportedly bypass the problems posed by GRCs regarding single-sex spaces, allowing women's only spaces once again to discriminate against all forms of biological male. Confusingly, the Equality Act prohibits sex discrimination but it does not define sex, Faulkner explained in The Times. The Gender Recognition Act 2004, which enshrined trans rights, has created the concept of legal sex for a trans person holding a gender recognition certificate, GRC. Thus, a trans woman with a GRC is legally a woman and a trans man with a GRC is legally a man. It is against this background that we have recommended to the government that it consider adopting a biological definition of sex in the Equality Act. She continued, explaining that such a change would allow transgender males to be legally excluded from women's spaces, even if they hold a GRC. What's more, the EHRC had explained that such a redefinition would ensure that biological females who call themselves trans would remain entitled to any and all pregnancy and maternity rights in exactly the same way as if they had simply kept calling themselves a woman. Such a suggestion has greatly angered a wide variety of militant LGBTQ+ nonprofits, who lashed out at such a change as risking further culture war conflict, which they described as being manufactured. These organizations may have little cause to be upset. However, as although the EHRC has confirmed that the government likely could make such changes to the law, such a revelation does not mean they will. The Conservative Party have made a habit out of failing to ever implement right-wing policies when it comes to countering progressivism. With the government has repeatedly failed to get a handle on either legal or illegal immigration despite being in power for well over a decade. Even being out of the EU has not helped the government tackle the issue, with politicians instead opting to bring in record numbers of legal migrants from outside of Europe rather than securing the borders. To make matters even worse, the Tories have also developed a habit of repeatedly bowing to the demands of transgender politics. The party has also, seemingly, beat the left-wing parties in the country to the punch by boasting the UK's first ever openly trans MP. Jamie Wallace, the Conservative Party MP for Bridgend, came out as wanting to identify as the opposite gender after being caught in a dress and heels after crashing his car. The Conservatives generally do well when it comes to equality landmarks. The party has had three female prime ministers. For instance, when the ostensibly progressive left Labour hasn't even had a female leader yet. Even Faulkner emphasized that any change to the UK legal system should aim to impact transgenderism as little as possible, especially regarding the realms of hate crime and hate speech. We know some trans people are worried that a biological definition of sex would undermine their rights. It is essential to understand that this change would not affect trans people who do not have GRCs, she wrote. Nor would it remove the vital protection from discrimination and harassment because of gender reassignment that is guaranteed to trans people by the Act, which we will always act to defend and uphold, the organization's head went on to say. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.